Avodah Zohar Yerushalmi corresponds to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph at the beginning of the new perek. The Mishnah says, Kolat Salamim Atsuim Mipnei Shehen Ne'avodim Pam Achas Vashana. Divrei Rabbi Meir Meir says it's prohibited to derive benefit from any statue because there's a concern that it's worshipped at least once a year rather than being there merely as an ornament. Chachamim Ein Asa Elekol Sheyesh Biyadei Makel Oy Tzipor Or Kador. Chacham says it's only prohibited if it's holding the image of a stick, a bird, or a ball. Otherwise, it could be assumed to be an ornament rather than for worship. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel kol shiyesh biyadei kol davar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says whatever it's holding prohibits it. And the Gemara says, "Amar b'chiya ba'aba b'pnei shehen nevadim b'krach gadol shebiroimi pa'amayim b'shavua." B'chiya ba'aba says the Rabbi Meir's reasoning is because they are worshipped in the city of Rome twice in 7 years. The question is that so? Only statues worshipped in Rome should be prohibited. Rabbi Yossi answers, since that type is prohibited in one place, it becomes prohibited everywhere. So about what is this dispute between Rav Meir and Chachamim? If it's certainly a case of a statue of kings that is built to be worshipped, then all agree it's prohibited. And if it's certainly just a statue that signifies the king's majesty and power, then all agree it's permitted. The case here is that its purpose is unclear. Rav Meir assumes it is for worship, and Rav Onan assumes it's merely to show majesty and power. Ashay Nagar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Ikunyos lamahen asuris mepivshim maktirin lifnehem b'shar shehen oilos. Asharon Nagra, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, why are images made merely for decoration prohibited? Because idolaters burn incense before them when they are set in place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan muta le'oisam b'shar shehen yodos ma'atayma be'karis v'shoyim tira. Rabbi Yochanan says it is permitted to look at them when they fall down. What's the source for this? It's the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Lamed Dalet, and you will witness the destruction of the wicked. The Gemara now brings a Tosefta in Maseches Shabbos. Ksav mahalich tachas atzurois or tachas yikoinios ein mestaklin b'hem b'Shabbos v'lo ha'oide la'af b'chol ein mestaklin b'yikoinos u'ma'atayma. So the Tosefta says captions underneath images or portraits on a wall may not be read on Shabbos. And even on a weekday one may not look at an image that was made for idolatry. What's the source for this second din? Al tifnu elilim, al tifnu la'ovdan. The Braitha in the Sifra says, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, pasuk Dalad. You shall not turn to the idols. Don't turn to serve them, meaning that a person transgresses as soon as he turns to them to begin serving them. Rav Yehuda Omer, Al Tifne Lo'isa Mamash, Rida says the pasuk is teaching don't turn to look at them at all. Kadamach Rabbi Nochom Bar Simoi, Chafun Ikunta Machasalan, Amun Kama Deloy Hamtun, Bechayoi, Lehi Achminen, Bedem Mechusi, Vachakmen Inun Klum. When of Nachum Basimai, which is who is known as Nachum, the Holy of Holies, when he passed away, when taking his body for burial, they covered all of the images on the walls with mats. They said that just as he was careful not to look at an image of an idolater, even on a coin, so he should not see them, even in his death. Am Rav Shimon ben Lakish, in Beinenu Sadikim El Adibo Per Belvad. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that the only thing taken from Sadikim at their death is their ability to speak, but they're still able to see and hear, and therefore you have to cover the images. Am Rav Zeira Shemea Hu Hameis Kilusai. Mavzeva says the dead person hears his praise during the eulogies as if it's in a dream, meaning without complete clarity. Why was he called Nochum the Holy of Holies? Because in all of his days he never looked at the image on a coin. And why was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi called our holy teacher? Because in all of his days he never looked at his mila, which is the place of his circumcision. When Rav Acha passed away, the stars became visible in the daytime. It became dark, meaning displaying the great suffering of the world. When Rav Chanan passed away, all of the statues of kings in his town fell down. When Rav Yochanan passed away, the statues of all the beautiful people fell down. They said this alluded to the fact that there was no one of more beautiful appearance in the world than Rav Yochanan. Kadamach Rabbi Chanina de Bas Chavan Izbaza Yama de Tiberia Amrin Kad Havasalik Le Ivua Havayama Mizbaza Kumoi. When Rabbi Chanina of Bas Chavan passed away, the waters of Lake Kinneret near Tiberia split. They said that this was in remembrance of a miracle that happened, that when he went up to Yerushalayim to join the declaration of a leap year, that the lake of the Kinneret split for him. Kadamach Rav Hoshea Nafal Kalon de Tiveria. When Rav Hoshea passed away, a well-known date palm in Tiveria fell down. Kadamach of Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, if Akron Shoivin is Kupin, Mibale Batim, Shigalila Amin, the Havitalian, Bizachuse. When Rav Yitzchak ben Eliashiv passed away, the door frames of 70 houses in the Galil fell down. They said this indicated that it was in his merit they had stood until then. Kadamach of Shmuel ben Yitzchak, if Akron Alzaya da Audi Sol, Amin da Havanasiv, Shushivta, Mekalis, Koime, Kalaya, Behavan, Rabbanan, Maraninbe. When Rav Shmuel ben Yitzchak passed away, all of the cedar trees of the land of Eretz Yisrael became uprooted. They said that this was a remembrance of the way that he used to take a twig of hadas, which is a type of cedar, and dance with it in front of the brides, and the rabbis would object, feeling it was a disgrace to the Torah that he embodied. Amalon, Rabbi Zeira, openly leith anansaba yada ma'avid. Rabbi Zeira said to these rabbis, allow him to continue. Does this elder not know what he's doing? He's going to teach us that it is actually an appropriate thing to do. Kevin the Damach Nachasas Ishusa min Shmaya, Vafsik min Alsad Lakahala, Vahavan Talath Shain Kaloin Evalke Valma, Chayda Ahan Saba, Davatle Shushavta, Nafkas Bay Kala Valma, Vaid the Damech Shmu Barav Yitzhak Gamil Chista. So when Shmu Yitzhak passed away, a fire came down from heaven, separating him from those accompanying him, and there were 3 hours of thunder and lightning, and it showed everyone that he deserved all of this in the merit of his custom to gladden the brides. A heavenly voice came out and said, alas, the Bishmol by Yitzhak, the bestower of kindness, has passed away. Kadamach Rav Yasser bar Chalfusa, Mashru Tzinoyos Dam Bela Dukya, Amin Diyahav Nafshe Al Gezuta. When Rav Yasser bar Chalfusa passed away, blood flowed through the water pipes of Ludkia. They said it was because he exerted himself so much in the mitzvah of Mila. Kadamach Rav Yabo, Bechein Amudaya, De Kisrin Amin, Kuthi Leithanun Bela Muin. When Rav Yasser passed away, the pillars of Kisurin dripped water like tears to display the suffering in the world because of his passing. The Kusim, who hated Rav Yasser, scoffed and said that they were tears of joy because of his passing. Amalon Yisrael Yadin Ruchikaya Kama Tekreva Marian. The Jews said to the Kusim, are you, the Kusim, more distant from feeling the pain of Rav Yasser than the pillars who do feel it? Rav Yasser Min Damach Avon Koime Yudgimon Narin Da'afal Samoin Amalon Kolelein Leman Amulei Didach Amalon V'chol Ilein Didababo V'ani Amarti Larik Yagati V'Gaimeh. When Rav Yasser was dying, he was shown 13 rivers of a balsamon, which is sweet-smelling oil, that were flowing by. He asked, who is all this reward intended for? And they told him, it's all for him. And he said, all this for me? The Pasuk says, Nishaya, in Pek Mem Teth, Pasuk Dalet, and I said, I told them vain and consumed my strength for nothingness and vanity, yet surely my judgment is with Hashem, and the reward for my deed is with my God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mare Lahen Lasadikim, Matan Schaon Ba'ilim Hazeh, Benafshem Seveya, Ben Yishenim Lahen. Lemelech, Sha'asa Suda, Vasa Komini Suda, Bimapa, Kerem de Nichasu, Aochim, Ro, Oisam, Benafsham, Sevia, Vyashnulahem. Before the righteous pass away, Hashem shows them their reward whilst they are still in this world. They are satisfied and their souls are drawn out of them towards this pleasure, and they appear as if they are sleeping. It's compared to a king that made a banquet, and on the tablecloth he made images of all the delicacies that he will be serving in the banquet. When all the guests arrived, he showed them the images, and they already feel satiated and fall asleep. Zavdaya Baliyui, Rav Yosi Bar Pitras, Rav Yishur Ben Levi, Amrin, Talas, Psukin, Min Demechon Chad, Min Hoin, Amma Al Zoyf, Yispal, Kochot Lelecha, Vegayme, Vechadama, Vismechu, Kochoy Sebach, Vegayme, Vechadama, Ma Rav Tuvcha, Shisafant Lelecha, Vegayme. At the time that they passed away, Zavdai Baliyui, Rav Yosi Bar Pitras, and Rav Yishur Ben Levi each said a pasuk about themselves that showed this idea that the righteous are shown their reward when it's time for them to pass away. One of them said the pasuk in Tehillim, Peraklam Beis Pasuk Vav, for this, every pious one should pray to you at a time of befalling, which refers to the time of death. One said the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Hei Pasuk Yud Beis, and rejoice with all those who take refuge in you, forever they will sing, even at the time of death. And one said the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chof, how great is your goodness that you have hidden away for those that fear you. Yaakov by Idi, B'shem Yeshua ben Levi, Masa Shenichasu Zekenim La'aliyah Beis Gadya, B'yurichoy, Yadza Basko V'amma Lehen, Yesh Beinechem Shnayim Shuruim L'ruach HaKodesh, B'illa Zokein Echad Mehem, Rabbi Yaakov Eidi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, this is related in Masechet Sota in Yerushalmi as well. It once happened that the elders entered the attic of Beis Gadya in Yerichai. A heavenly voice came out and said to them, two of you, Hillel the elder and another, are worthy to have the divine spirit rest on you. They cast their eyes on Shmuel HaKotten. Shuv nechnasu zekenim la'aliyah v'yavna v'yatsa basko v'amu lehen yesh beineichem shnayim ru'im l'ruach ha'kodesh u'shmul ha'katan echad mehem v'nasnoneihem b'v'leze v'yismichem sh'eskimi v'datam al da'as ruach ha'kodesh. On another occasion, the elders entered the attic of Yavne, and the heavenly voice came out and said to them, two of you, Shmuel ha'katan and another, are worthy to have the divine spirit rest on them. They cast their eyes on Rebbeleza, and they rejoiced that they had come to the same understanding as the Divine Spirit when they had assumed in the first story that Shmuel HaKotam was the other outstanding person. Chad min elein deneshisa damach v'katlav ma'alta v'sakantan nafshasa arav yosi v'ifta eluye ashrei adam yishiyotz min ha'olam b'sholem. One of the family of the Nossi passed away. When they came to bury him, the burial cave opened up and the people were in danger of falling in. Rav Yosi went into the Beis HaMedrash and he taught, "Fortunate is the person whose death and burial are peaceful and does not cause damage and danger to people." This statement had negative implications for this man who had passed away. Kadamach Rav Yasa nafal kisitulin de Tiveria v'havan ilein de neshisa chadion amaloin Rav Zeira loy demaya taman sakana nafshasa v'mhacha loy sakana nafshasa taman loy is akuras avodazor v'mhacha is akuras avodazor. Later, when Rav Yosi himself passed away, a tower collapsed in Tiveria, and the house of the Nasi rejoiced that this occurred when Rav Yosi passed away, because it showed it as a sign of honour when such a thing occurs upon someone's death. Rav Zeira said to them, "No, these are different cases for two reasons. Firstly, when your relative passed away, it endangers people, which certainly is not a merit for him, but over the, on the hand over here, the tower falling when Rav Yosi passed away did not endanger anyone. And secondly, for your relative, no idols were destroyed in his merit, but Rav Yosi had the merit of an idol being destroyed when he passed away." Rav Yaakov by Idi b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai min Damach ama ponu habayis mipnei atuma v'tnu kisa lechizkiya melech Yehuda. Rav Yaakov by Idi, quoting Rav Shua ben Levi, says that, and this is returning to our discussion from Masechet Sota, when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, he said, "Take out the vessels from the house because of the impurity that they will receive upon my death, and provide a chair for Chizkiya, the king of Yehuda, who has come to escort me." Rebbeleza, Talmidei, min damach ama pnuas habayis b'pnei ha'tumah, v'snu kisa l'Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'esta'ami kama d'chama rabbi chama afhu. When his student Rebbeleza passed away, he said, "Take out the vessels from the house because of the impurity, and provide a chair for Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai." And some say he saw Chizkiya just like his rabbi did. Chad min elein debei Rabbi Pazi, havan elein de neshisa, by mechuntei, v'hu lo mekabel lui, ama deloi yehun misganu bei bi, min damach ama pnuas habayis b'pnei ha'tumah, v'snu mokem kisa liyushafat melech Yehuda, amu yavazeh shirotz achar kovod, achazeh shebaruch min ha'kovod. The house of the Nasi wanted one of the house of Rabbi Pazi to marry one of their household. This member of the house of Rabbi Pazi refused the honour, saying he didn't want to disgrace the house of the Nasi by joining their family because he viewed himself as an unworthy person. When this person passed away, he said, "Take out the vessels because of the impurity and provide a chair for Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda." They said that this person, Yehoshaphat, who pursued honour, should come to greet this person of the house of Rabbi Pazi, who avoided it. Now we go back to explain part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the Chachamim say that it's only prohibited if it's holding the image of a stick, a bird, or a ball. Makel shay avoided by esar elam, tzipor v'timse b'ken yadei lechel amim. What's the significance of these items? A stick indicates rulership over the world. A bird, as referring to the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Dalet, and my hand found the riches of the peoples like a nest. And a ball, because the world is shaped like a ball. Amar Biona, Alexandrus Mukton, Kadbar Mesek Leel, Vahavasalek, Vasalek, Salek Achira, Es Ha'olam, Kakadur, Vesayam, Kakaara, Pagen Kain, Sayun La, Kakadura, Biyada. When Alexander of Macedonia wanted to fly up to the heaven, he sat on an eagle in order to be lifted up and see across the land. He rose up higher and higher until he viewed the world like a ball, and the sea like a ball surrounding it. And this is why they draw images of gods with a ball in their hands. Yutsurinu ka'awa b'yada. Why not draw it with a ball in its hand then? Eino sholat b'yam, aval kosh bruchu sholat b'yam, b'yav yabosha, matzil b'yam, or matzil b'yabosha. The answer is, even the idolaters say that their god does not rule over the sea, but Hashem rules over the sea and the dry land, and therefore he can save both in the sea and on dry land. Darash Rabbi Zeira, b'rei du b'yabol, komi Rabbi Laza, ashrei shekel Yaakov b'ezoi, u'makziv b'asrei, oisa shemayim v'aretz. Ma'inyin zeh lazeh, ela melech pasav adam, yesh lai pitroin, Eparche zu eina shalet, beparche acheres, vim toima, kuzma kutu, shalet viabasha, shema bayam. And the Zeru son of Rabbi Avol said before Belaz, the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perk Kuf Mem Vov, Pasuk Hey, fortunate is the one that has the God of Yaakov as his helper. And the following Pasuk then says, he makes the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything in it. What's the connection between these two Pasukim? It's analogous with a human king who has a minister to assist him in running his country. But he can't rule in another country, nor can he help a friend to run another country. And even if he rules over the entire world, that's only on the dry land, but he does not rule over the seas. Avakosh Bochu, Enokin, Shalot Vyam, Vashalot Vyabosha, Loyodele, Cherev al Sava Ha Adam, Hakosh Bochu, Matsiloi, Hushemosha Oimavi Axileni, Mechev יצאני מיד פרוי, אין כסף כאן אלא מחרב, אפילו חרב נתון על צבוי, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצילוי הימינה. However, Hashem is different. He rules over the sea and the dry land, and even if a sword is resting on a person's neck, Hashem can save him, as Moshe Rabbeinu said in Shmoyis Perk Yudches Pasuk Dalad, and he saved me from the sword of Paro. It doesn't say he saved me from the hand of Paro, but rather the sword of Paro, to teach that even if a sword is on the neck of a person, Hashem can save him from that. Hoisifu aleim hasayef v'atora, v'atabas hasayef shehoirigboi v'ateres shemizatebo tabas shechoisimbo. The Bible says they added other items in an idol's hand that prohibit, a sword, a crown, or a ring. A sword indicates he can kill any person that he wishes, a crown that adorns it like a ring, like a king, a ring that it can seal life or death for any person. Tabas sheyesh aleha avodah zo, asa lachtoim bo. If a ring has an image of an idol on it, one may not stamp with it. Rav Yehuda oime im hayachoisma shekeya asa lachtoim bo, boilet muta lachtoim bo. Rav Yehuda says if its seal makes a depression as it protrudes from the ring, it's prohibited to use. If it makes a protrusion, meaning it's because it's a depression in the ring, then it is permitted. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel oime shal beis abba hayachoismim bepal sufois. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel said in my father's house they would seal with images of different faces. Rav Lazar ben Shimon oime kol pal sufois hayu b'Yerushalayim chutz mishel adam. Rav Lazar ben Shimon said all faces were used in Yerushalayim except for human faces, which are prohibited to use. Rav Shimon Gamliel says any idol that's holding an item of honor, a basket, an owl, an awl, and straps are items of disgrace, a paper and quill are items of honor. Kelmarun Sricha, the status of a scribe's inkwell held by an idol, though, is questionable. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hamotzi shivrei kelim harei elu mutarim. If one found broken pieces of statues, they're permitted. Matza tavnis yad tavnis regel harei elu asurim b'pnei kishikiyotze b'hen ne'evad. If one found the figure of a hand or a foot, they're prohibited because such items are worshipped. And the Gemara says, v'yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'pnei shirubam bo'im min ha'dalfakiyos. Rabbi Yochanan explains in the Gemara why a broken piece is permitted, because most statues are made for beauty rather than for idolatry. If so, then even the figure of a hand or foot should be permitted. No, because since idolaters serve such figures, there's a proof that it was actually made for this purpose rather than just being a piece of a broken statue. The Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, in Perk Yerzayim Pasuk Lamed, and the men of Bavel made idols of Sukkos Banos, meaning a hen and its chicks, and the men of Kus made the figure of a foot, which is a sign of blessing, like the foot of Yaakov and Yosef, as the Pasuk says in Bereshis, in Perk Lamed Pasuk Chav Zayin, I have divined, and Hashem has blessed me, referring to Lavan, for your sake, Yaakov. And it later says in Pasuk Lamed, and Hashem has blessed me, Leragli, by my foot. And the Pasuk about Yosef says in Bereshis, in Perk Lamed Tes Pasuk Hey, and Hashem blessed the house of the Egyptian, Potiphar, on account of Yosef. And the men of Hamas made Ashima, meaning that they made an image of a sheep, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Hei Pasuk Tezayin, and the Kohen shall atone for him through the ram of the guilt offering. In Pasuk Yudzayin there it says, and the Avim made Nivcha, which was an image of a dog that barked, which is Neveach, and Tartak, which is an image of a donkey. And the Sefarvim burned their children in fire to Adramelech and Amelech, the gods of the Sefarvim. Adramelech was in the image of a mule, and Adramelech was in the image of a horse. Avedezor, Shenishpura, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, Rabbi Shimon and Lakish Amar Muteris. If an idol broke without human intention, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's permitted to gain benefit, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said it's permitted. Man and Kaimen, what's the case? If it's known the idol will be rebuilt, all agree it's prohibited. If it's known the idol will not be rebuilt, then all agree it's permitted. Rather, the cases when it's unknown, Rabbi Yochanan said it's as if it will certainly be rebuilt, and Shimon ben Lakish said it's as if it will certainly not be rebuilt. Rav Yehuda, father of Matanya, said, if they're resting in the place in which they were broken, as if they will certainly be rebuilt. If it's not, it's as if they will certainly not be rebuilt.
Al Dagun,
The question which Lakish asked Rabbi Yochan is, the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Perkei Pasuk Hei, therefore the priests of Dagon and all those who come to the house of Dagon do not tread on the threshold of Dagon. When they found that Dagon's head and palms of his hand were cut off and laying on the threshold, and his torso remained in its place, that's the case over there. And there's a question against Rabbi Yochan who said that when they rest in the place that they were broken, they will certainly be rebuilt. Here, only the head and palms were prohibited, but the torso was not. Rabbi Yochan says the torso was still prohibited, but the Pasuk is teaching that they showed more honour to the threshold where their head and palms lay than to the original place that they were. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Chiya, Ba'Abba said, we find that the Jews served idols even more strictly than the Gentiles. The Philistines showed honour only to the threshold of Dagon, but the Jews showed honour to the threshold of every temple of idolatry, and it's learned from the Pasuk that says in Sfania Perk Aleph Pasuk Tes, and I will visit upon everyone who leaps over the threshold, and it indicates that there were Jews who would do this in every type of temple. If one finds a broken idol on the road, Rav said that he should break each and every limb in order to permit it, and Shmuel said that even in that case, it's still going to be prohibited. With Avin quoting Rav Shimon, this is the correct Gesa, that when the Mishnah prohibited the figure of a hand or foot, it's only when they were found on the base, but if not, one can assume that they came from a broken idol and they are permitted.